Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Super Soccer Hub podcast. I'm your host, Dorian, here, and today we're going to be looking at some listener questions, and I'm going to be answering them. And guys, I highly encourage listener questions. Please, it really helps me. You can send it to cdorian@gmail.com, cedorian@gmail.com, please. And if you don't have a listener question, please tell me just what you thought about the episodes, because I'm always changing my episodes and I really want them to be the best that they can for you guys. Let's get started. So the first question is from Daryl R. Which is the most entertaining club to watch today? So obviously one of my favorite clubs to watch today is Borussia Dortmund, because they always score tons of goals. Haaland always does amazing, and Sancho bursting down the left wing and occasionally attacking midfield position. He always plays so well in those positions, and the pace of that team and the great passing play of that team is always a joy to watch. I also love to watch Manchester City just because I also love watching pace again, and Sterling, Aguero, and all of these other Manchester City players are a joy to watch, and Pep Guardiola is one of the best managers, if not the best managers today. So another club is Paris, because my type of players are pacey players. So I like Neymar and Mbappe, but also I need to mention Bayern Munich, because their passing is amazing. Their defending is so crisp and on. They just automatically, when you get into that game, you know that Bayern is going to get a clean sheet. Or even when they're facing like a tough opponent, you know they're only going to concede about one goal. So Bayern, Dortmund, and Manchester City, I'd say, are my favorite teams to watch today. Also, I love watching Liverpool, because the Gegenpress form of play from Jurgen Klopp is amazing. And maybe Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola are the best managers today, except I think that maybe Jurgen Klopp, he is a little bit better, because Jurgen Klopp did well with Mainz 05, and that is a small team, and that is hard to succeed with. Pep Guardiola, he does have a mastermind, but he already pretty much had success in his hands, at least a little bit of success, because he was training teams like Bayern, Barcelona, Manchester City. So I think that both of them are equal coaches, actually. But anyways, the next question, Clayton W. Who do you prefer, Messi or Ronaldo, Pele or Maradona? So Messi or Ronaldo, I would say that equal, because even though Messi is an amazing shotter, he's amazing in shooting. Ronaldo is also great in shooting. Messi has the edge in assists. But then Ronaldo, I think that he is slightly better in skills. And then overall, statistically, I believe that Messi is better and he is younger. So that means that he is a little bit better. And also, when Messi doesn't perform well, Barcelona doesn't perform well. And sometimes Argentina. And Ronaldo, when he doesn't perform well, Juventus plays. But it should be Juventus plays well, but it should be actually the opposite, because Barcelona is on paper much stronger than Juventus today. But anyways, I think that they are both equal, because they are both amazing players and they both have such good stats and everything all around. But actually, I'm changing my answer. I think that Messi may be a little bit better, even though I personally like Cristiano Ronaldo more. But I have to admit, Lionel Messi is better, but I only like Ronaldo more by an inch. Gerard T. What do you think about the postponement of Euro 2020? Well, this is obviously really sad, because as a Croatian fan, and I am Croatian, that means that we probably won't see Luka Modric play there, Ivan Rakitic, which is my favorite player by the way, and many older players won't be in form, like Cristiano Ronaldo, Giorgio Chiellini. He's already going to be like 36 then, or 35, I'm not sure. And many other players will just not be the same. Belgium will not be helped. But for England, I was actually doing a podcast before about it, but I didn't upload it. Send me an email if you want me to upload it. I was talking about how England was downgraded and upgraded by the suspension of Euro 2020. And I think that Harry Kane's injury, he was supposed to be out until Euro 2020, it was expected. But now it will be better, but we don't know if he'll be injured then, hopefully not. And then there's some downgrades as well as Kyle Walker. He is not going to get time because then Trent Alexander-Arnold and Aaron Wan-Bissaka are going to be even more in form. And on that podcast that I almost uploaded, I was talking about the different types of players that could be supported. But anyways, England will be one of the teams that overall they're going to be much better, because then that means that Sancho is going to be hopefully in his prime. Then Trent Alexander-Arnold, of course. Then you've got Harry Kane, Raheem Sterling, which is an absolute beast. And hopefully players like Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard, and Dele Alli get back into form, even though their clubs, respectively, aren't performing the best. Damien S., which nation... Oh, sorry. I didn't finish the last question. Also, Copa America has been postponed. So what I think about that is it's also going to be sad because Lionel Messi, he wasn't the same from even 2 years ago. And Lionel Messi, his age is starting to have an effect on him. And Argentina, they're getting different because Paulo Dybala, he is a player that will be better now because he will have more time to train and he will hopefully be better for the Copa America. But players like Gonzalo Higuain, Sergio Aguero, Lionel Messi, players like those players are going to be start dropping in form. But hopefully other players like Mauro Icardi, Paulo Dybala, and Giovanni Lo Celso are going to be much better in form. But it has pros and cons. But another thing that will help is the Netherlands. The Dutch team will be better because their main striker, Memphis Depay, which is a Lyon player, he has gotten injured. And it was for sure that he would miss the 60th anniversary of Euro 2020. And that's where it was held all over Europe. But that is what I think. Thank you so much, Gerard T, for this amazing question, as well as all the other questions. Damien S, which nation has the most promising wonder kids? So I've been thinking a lot about this question because it's different. It's a different type of question, but it is a really important question. So I'm going to be looking at some of the wonder kids now, and I'm going to be assessing which country has the obvious wonder kids. So, first of all, an obvious wonder kid is Kylian Mbappe, but he may not be obvious anymore because he's not really a wonder kid anymore because he's already achieved so much, much more than the average player. He's already a World Cup winner. He's won the French League like 2 or 3 times already. He's won the French Cup. He's played in the Champions League regularly as a starter. Yes, he's a starter for Paris Saint-Germain, and he attracts clubs like Real Madrid. And when you attract Real Madrid, and when they think that you are going to be a starter for them, that is big. Because sometimes Real Madrid just attracts random players from like Pakistan, but they don't think that the players are going to be in their first lineup. So I think that Mbappe is already on that scale, but he is about to get off and he is going to be, hopefully he grows up to be an icon. Another one that I'm going to say is Jadon Sancho. He's about on the same level as Kylian Mbappe because I know that they are both under 23. I think that Sancho is under 23. Sorry if I made a mistake now, but I think that those players are all amazing players, but they're getting older, so I don't think they're in the wonder kid mark anymore. Or within a year and a half, they might be wonder kids anymore. But Jadon Sancho, he's amazing for Dortmund. He directs the play. You guys can really see how good Jadon Sancho is because when Marco Reus isn't there, Jadon Sancho is directing all that play with Julian Brandt when he is not injured. So I think that Jadon Sancho is just as crucial. And for the 2022 World Cup, England are going to need Jadon Sancho. And another wonder kid that I think is obviously a huge wonder kid, but he's not paid much attention to since he's in a German club and he is German. His name is Kai Havertz. The Bayer Leverkusen midfielder is just amazing. That's the only word I can say about him. I was amazed when I watched the match Rangers versus Bayer Leverkusen in the Europa League. That was just, he played amazing. He has crisp passes. He's great at dribbling. He's not bad at headers either. And I think that he will be crucial for Germany while they're having their rebuild now because Joachim Löw, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, the German manager, he is now doing a rebuild with young players like Gnabry, Kimmich, Tah, and other players like that. So, yes, that is what I think so far. And also, I love Dinamo Zagreb, the Croatian champions, because I'm from Croatia and they're obviously my favorite club. But for national teams, I'm not sure yet. Maybe that's for a different listener question. Okay, guys, sorry for changing my mind for like the 50th time. Actually, I think that Messi and Ronaldo are both equal and they're both the best in the world today. And that we are so lucky, we're such a lucky generation that we can live Messi and Ronaldo playing together. But I think that they would have been even better players if they wouldn't have been in the shadow of each other. And guys, sorry I made a mistake. Actually, Jadon Sancho is actually 19 years of age, so he is not old. So sorry about the mistake. Another wonder kid that I want to point out is Alphonso Davies. The Canadian left back is amazing, and he should actually be at least a left midfielder, if not a left winger, because he is just so good in attacking. Another one, Gianluigi Donnarumma. The Italian goalkeeper is just fantastic. Amazing diving, amazing handling, great kicking. The man has it all. He is the complete package, and he deserves to be Italy's number one goalie, and he deserves it. But it's very hard to do, actually, because Italy's whole mindset in soccer is defensive play. Another obvious one is Phil Foden. The Manchester City man has scored against my favorite team, Dinamo Zagreb, twice in the Champions League group stages, but I cannot deny that he is amazing. I'm not the type of person that hates people or loves people just because they are from my country or not from my country. I do not have too much bias. In Football Manager, I do. And in FIFA 20 Career Mode, I really do. But otherwise, I don't really have bias. Pep Guardiola, like I was talking before, he's one of the best managers today. He said that Phil Foden has the best talent he has ever seen. And that is amazing because he has played with amazing icons, and as a manager, he has managed amazing players, phenomenal players like Lionel Messi, Xavi, Iniesta, Lewandowski, Schweinsteiger, Philipp Lahm. He is just amazing in how many players he's coached. And if he thinks Phil Foden has the amazing talent, the best talent he has ever seen, that is quite a compliment. Next, Erling Haaland. He is obviously such a wonder kid. The man, he has scored 2 goals on his debut or a hat trick on his debut. He scored like 8 goals in like 4 matches. I'm not sure, but like he scored crazy amounts of goals. And the Norwegian man, I'm telling you guys, I called it right now. Norway is going to qualify for the 2022 World Cup. Players like Erling Haaland, and then what's the other player? Martin Odegaard and other amazing wonder kids. And maybe they're going to go into the knockout stage. But I'm telling you right now, Norway is going to be in the World Cup, guys. I'm telling you right now. Or at least the playoffs for the World Cup, okay? I called it. Next is João Félix, the Atletico player. And don't tell me that it's pronounced João Félix, because in a one football article I read that it's João Félix. So that's the Portuguese pronunciation. So since he's from Portugal, we're going to pronounce it like that. The amazing center forward in Benfica, he was just superb. He scored so many goals, and he still scores tons of goals today. And that is a big thing because it's really tough to switch from the Portuguese league to La Liga. So I'm not surprised that he scored a low amount of goals, because even though it's relatively easy to score in the Portuguese league if you are a player with the talent of his. In La Liga, to score goals like every two matches, or sometimes every match, that is very good. So I think that João Félix is obviously one of the most impressive strikers today. And he's already, like I said before, he's one of those players that will, not just because of his age, but normally he just won't be a wonder kid anymore because he has so much talent. And the next one is a young wonder kid who is definitely a wonder kid, Moise Keane. I was a little bit disappointed when he left from Juventus because I support Juventus. By the way, guys, my favorite teams are Croatia, Dinamo Zagreb, Bayern München, and Chelsea, and Juventus. So when he left Juventus, I was a little bit disappointed because I knew that he was a wonder kid. But when he left for Everton, I knew that it was for the good. The only way for him to develop as a player and to truly have more play time so that he could just be better and maybe up his chances of representing Italy at Euro 2020. Now it's Euro 2021. But all of these wonder kids will have a chance at playing in their respective summer tournaments, hopefully in 2021. Because one more year of practice, that means the world to them. Next up, Mason Mount, the Chelsea midfielder. He doesn't play amazing, but the man, he just controls the game for Chelsea. And if you can do that in the Premier League, that is just wow. I mean, he doesn't do amazing. He doesn't really play like wow. He doesn't do fakes. He doesn't do those trick shots. He doesn't do the bicycle kicks and the amazing free kicks. He never hits the crossbar. He doesn't do those types of like Ronaldo things. Sometimes Mbappe, Neymar. He doesn't do those types of things. He doesn't do like nutmegs. But he's just like an essential figure for Chelsea. And if you're like, what is he, 19, 20 years old, that is a big thing to do. If you're that type of person and if you have that role for Chelsea, that means that you've got talent. So Mason Mount is obviously a huge talent. Next up, Rodrigo, the Brazilian man for Real Madrid. He is just, wow, what can I say? Like, many wonder kids come from Brazil, sometimes Real Madrid, Barcelona. These clubs, they sign many Latin American players. Sometimes they can sign up to like 50, and many of them are youth. But it still pays off if only like two of them are worth much, because they buy them for so cheap. Rodrigo, they paid more of a price, but that man is already talent. That man is better than many Croatian players that I know today. So that means something, that Brazil produces better players than Croatia as a nation. But that actually doesn't really mean anything, because Brazil is a nation that lives for soccer as well as Croatia. But Brazil is like so much bigger. So that was a completely dumb comment that I just made. But Rodrigo is an amazing winger that loves to burst down the wing. His technical ability is amazing, just like the next player that I'm going to say right now. His name is Vinicius Jr. The man from the Dominican Republic, I believe, is just wow. Like Rodrigo, he is just so good, but he's a little bit better in providing assists, and he's great in shooting. He has more experience than Rodrigo. But I believe that, actually, Vinicius Jr. scored against Barcelona, and he scored a couple of Champions League goals, I think, as well. So Vinicius Jr. is great. Another flaw that I can say is that since he's young, sometimes he passes when he should shoot and he shoots when he should pass. So he's not the best decision maker. So I'm not saying he's selfish. I'm just saying that he's not the best decision maker. And that might hurt him at times. That might lose his place for a couple of games. But overall, all around, the player is great and his technical ability really helps, because in La Liga, the more technical ability you have, the more chance you have of doing well in the game. And not just scoring, I mean, just controlling the game. Like, sometimes Luka Modric, Toni Kroos, Sergio Busquets. Okay, fine, I'm gonna say Ivan Rakitic, because that guy's Croatian. And also another one is one many of you probably will know. He's from AS Roma. He's an attacking midfielder. Can you guess him? His name is Nicolo Zaniolo. So this guy, he says that he aims to be as good as Francesco Totti, and that guy was the icon, that guy was the idol of Luka Modric. Sorry, got some bias there. Maybe I'm going to be talking a lot about Croatians on this podcast, guys. Maybe if you want, I can have a podcast talking all about One Nation. So be sure to send me a request at cdorian@gmail.com if you would like to. So anyways, Zaniolo, in his debut season, he scored at least 4 goals, and I think that he provided 4 assists, and actually I believe that he scored 6. So he clearly knows how to play, and everyone expects him to fulfill his potential. But he is the type of player that everyone expects to do amazing, and then sometimes it just drops. But I believe in Zaniolo that the best asset you can have right now is not dribbling, not pace, not technical ability, not shooting, not passing. You guys are thinking right now, like, is that kid, like, stupid? What are you gonna say? Well, actually, the best ability is to be smart, take your time with your career, and just don't think about all those transfers. I think that you should just let your dad think about those transfers, or your agent. But anyways, I think that Zaniolo is a great player and that he will have a smart decision on where he moves next. But he has already cemented his place in the Roma squad, in the first team, at least in the first 15 players. And I predict that by next season, he should be in the starting lineup, if he isn't already this season. I'm sorry, I don't really have the TV channels to watch Serie A, but I still know, nonetheless, that he is a player to watch. So be sure to watch that and watch some highlights of Zaniolo. And Ansu Fati, this player is just, wow, he's the youngest player ever to score a Champions League goal, I think, or the second. And sorry guys that I'm saying I think, but I don't really look at Wonder Kids a lot. I know about them and I watch them, but I more look at the team and the tactical stuff than specifically one player if he's not Croatian, you know what I mean? But anyway, Ansu Fati, he loves to play on that left wing and right wing, and he can play as an attacking midfielder. If the coach wants, he can play as a left back or right back if he needs to, because he just wants the opportunity to play for Barcelona's squad. And Barcelona has so many great players that they have produced. Messi, they've produced Xavi, Iniesta, I think, as well. And produced Ansu Fati, they've produced the Roma player Carles Perez, and he is just, wow. I'm sorry, I'm saying that for like the third time, but he's an excellent player, and even though he's 17 years of age, he is guaranteed to be a superstar. So I really think that he is doing great so far. But guys, anyways, thank you so much for spending your time on watching me, or listening to me, on this podcast, Super Soccer Hub. Sorry, sometimes on this podcast I'm going to say thank you for watching me, since I have a YouTube channel. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for being with me on this podcast, Super Soccer Hub. And if you have any listener questions, sorry about that, be sure to email me at cdorian@gmail.com. cedorian@gmail.com. So guys, that again is cdorian@gmail.com, and please just tell me what you thought about this episode on that email, please. It means so much to me. It can just be a quick review, or you can just tell me a rating from 1 to 10, an idea you have for the next episode, please. It just means so much to me. And guys, until next time, bye! And guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to quickly say sorry about last episode, I believe. I made a mistake pronouncing Kilmarnock. I pronounced it Kilmarnock. It's pronounced Kilmarnock. Sorry for that inconvenience, and please forgive me.